a world-class pier. The main image is a color postcard of Commonwealth Pier early in its operation, viewed from a slightly elevated position several blocks away. The building is a massive two-story structure, fronted by a monumental headhouse with large arches and sheds on both sides. Two freighters are docked on the right side. At ground level, a train is shown entering the shed. A road running along the front of the headhouse rises to meet a viaduct carrying passenger vehicles onto the second floor of the headhouse. Freight cars line additional train tracks in the foreground, while the waterfront buildings of East Boston are visible across the harbor. Commonwealth Pier was the largest and best-equipped passenger and cargo shipping complex on the East Coast when completed in 1914. It was part of a harbor improvement project that spanned decades and created 650 acres of piers and industrial land in South Boston. Designed by Henry F. Keyes, the structure boasted a neoclassical headhouse with three two-story sheds stretching behind it. The pier provided deep water berths for five vessels and facilities to handle marine, rail, and vehicular transport. The imposing arcade and triumphal arch exemplified the City Beautiful movement, which was thought to foster civic virtues. A dedicated power station supplied heat to offices and passenger accommodations. Electricity, transformed at a pier substation, powered equipment and lit the large interior. Roofline lighting enabled ships to dock at night. Sprinklers and pumps that drew salt water from the harbor provided fire protection. Commonwealth Pier served as an active passenger and freight terminal into the 1960s when the pier's use declined as its facilities became obsolete. There are four small images on the lower panel of the sign. From left to right, the first image is a 1903 map depicting the large expanse of recently made land in South Boston, with several piers extending into Boston Harbor. The largest of these is the 1,200-foot by 400-foot Commonwealth Pier. Next is a photograph of the freight shed on the pier's east side, taking shape in March 1913. A two-story steel frame is visible at the end of the pier. A worker in the foreground and one midway down the pier are bending over to work on the pier's platform. By May 31, the two-story shed was ready to welcome passengers to temporary facilities while construction on the pier continued. The next image is a photograph taken just a few months later. It shows the first ship to arrive at Commonwealth Pier, Hamburg American's Cincinnati. The ship is docked alongside the pier's one completed freight shed. Steel framing for the next shed rises to the left. The headhouse has not been built yet. Hundreds of people line the shoreline, still littered with construction debris, to view the momentous occasion. Despite Hamburg American's critical importance to Commonwealth Pier's opening, its service was suspended during World War I. Cincinnati and her sister ship, America, spent the war docked at Hamburg American's berths here, while the company paid dockage fees. The last image is an aerial photograph of Commonwealth Pier that appeared in the Boston Herald Traveler in July 1956. The aerial viewpoint clearly shows the building's immense size. The two-level headhouse and the three long sheds extending into the harbor. Unlike the earlier postcard, roads carrying cars and large trucks have replaced train tracks. In the 1950s, Commonwealth Pier still handled cargo ships and passenger liners, but was modernized when trucking replaced railroads as the principal means of transporting cargo.